about a house that they thought
was haunted.
Now, if you were given a choice between doing two things, now you might say, now I'll go if you insist, but I'd
rather not.
You're so quick. You're amazing to me.
I never have had an IQ test of any kind.
You're so quick. You're quick.
I really have never had any form of testing of any kind or any ability of test.
You're very quick. It's really amazing to me. Did you ever hear? Well, I'm sure that you have. I'll say how have you heard it used? And you probably don't use it. Have you ever heard the expression "right smart"?
Yes, there was a right smart there.
Okay, in terms of number of people.
And the child is right smart. Which is quick.
Would be quick. Well,
and
how about numbers of, how about in measuring something not in numbers but in quantity, like could they have said a right smart of land? Would that sound right? Would that be
not too much. He would own right smart more acres than that.
I see. If a person came to see you and you had enjoyed the visit, you'd say, well, come
back again.
Now, on Christmas Day, if you greeted someone on Christmas Day, how would you greet them?
Merry Christmas, or Christmas gift.
A Christmas gift.
Christmas gift was a Negro saying.
Oh, it was?
It was from the colored, and they would come up and say Christmas gift for their presents.
Oh.
And we always had gifts for the colored.
Mm-hmm.
And now the way I understood Christmas gift, if you said it first, you didn't give them a present.
Mm-hmm.
And the Negroes would come up and say, Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't try to say it first because we expected nothing from them.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's really great.
That's the way that we interpreted Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
We used it as a joke with other people, mm-hmm. but for the true meaning of Christmas
that
gift was originated from the colored coming for their Christmas gifts.
Oh,
and that was
good.
Their way of not having to be embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
By not exchanging gifts.
Mm-hmm.
We never expected the poor to give us anything.
Uh-huh. Were there anything similar to that on, what would you say on the first day of January?
We didn't. We said Happy New Year.
No, there
but
no,
there was no symbol like that.
Nothing like that, right.
Uh-huh.
Now, did you ever hear a person, instead of saying thank you, say I'm much...
Much obliged.
Mm-hmm.
Papa would say much obliged,
okay,
and we thought it was so funny.
You know that was funny? If you were not sure whether you'd have time to do something or not, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I... You'd probably say, I guess I will, or...
I will try, or I guess I will, or maybe.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, now, I've got to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
And if you bought something, maybe the storekeeper took a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Now, if you had to sell something for less than you paid, you'd say you had to sell it
below cost.
Now, if there was a terrible rain and it washed out the crops, you'd say the crops were a total
loss or washed out.
If there was something that you liked a lot, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it just...
costs too much. It's
now,
too expensive.
When it's time to pay a bill, you'd say the bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you'd have to pay your...
dues.
Now, if a person didn't have enough money, they might go to a friend and try to...
borrow.
And you'd say that during the Depression, money was really...
tight.